On last week's episode...
I'm going to do Ascendant Stab on myself. I can cast Levitate on myself at will, so I'm not going in.
God. Not fair.
So everybody except for Top Card splashes into the water.
Yeah. Top Card.
Including Bones. But Bones is still in their cat boat form, so they're just puttering around in the
cat
water.
Cat No. I told him that I wanted him to case the place and to keep an eye out for that. I showed him what that looks like. So,
did Simon steal it?
No. Simon's fucking incompetent. That's the reason why I didn't send him to actually do that. But my point is that he might have told someone else.
Oh no.
And I might have fucked this up because I also told the old one. I told Epsilon. I really fucking walked all over this fucking city saying that I needed that. So, also, I need to avoid the guards, I think.
Okay, big decision, everybody. Whose familiar is this mimic gonna be?
I mean, sorry, of all of us, I'm the only one with the capability of having a familiar, so I feel like it should be me.
But you can already talk to it.
That's true, and you're better with animal handling than I am.
I'm really good with handling.
So, me is an option.
Ingvar, you can't even learn spell.
What?
So, when we last left off, you all had completed finding most of the flayer, and had also fought for ownership of the new pet of Bones, and which Adro won. Congratulations. So, now, what do you plan on doing?
With Bones? Carry him around.
I meant completing your obligation.
Or be an asshole right off the bat, huh? just right out the gate, we're going to be assholes.
Is that not how our
That's
game
cool.
is?
That's cool. I'm in with it. I just needed to know. Okay.
Go get the ring. Go get the ring.
All right. Okay, so we need to get out of... I mean, we need to leave New Hollow. But are we taking a cart or are we, like, flying? And
flying?
Are we getting past... are we going to the Ancient Reigns?
Oh, that's right.
It's up to you.
I think that's Sister's choice.
Do you have a thought either way? Because at this point, I could flip a coin.
No, I think that we should. Because I think that of anyone who's going to have, you know, lore, it'll be them.
Okay. All right.
See, you said you were neutral about it, but it doesn't seem like you're being neutral.
No, it sounds weird.
Okay.
We'll be fine. It'll be good.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Fine, yeah. We'll go to the Ancient Reigns clan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, now the next question is, are we going by cart, or are we doing this the old-fashioned way?
Yeah, that's fly.
With magic.
Oh.
I mean, most of the day we'll be walking, because I don't have that ability anymore, and we don't want to bust all of Odthril's spell slots, so...
Oh, then let's just take a cart.
Or it could fly.
DM, how far... DM, how far by cart?
Yeah.
How far by cart, and how far when I fly?
So, by flight, if you were to use up all of your spell slots, I think you've got three, right, for that particular one?
Let me just double check, because I have it... Okay, hold on. I can do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could do it 6 times.
Oh, shit.
Because I have all my 4th level slots. I could use my 5th and my 6th level slot. So I could do it 6 times.
But then we don't have any of those slots if we get into a fight with me.
Yes, then I only have 3rd and below.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I could say You flying wise, you could get to the edge of the rainforest, using probably about 5 of your slots.
Today? To the rainforest.
Yeah, to the edge of the rainforest.
That's 5 hours of flying.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, that is quicker. Well, and then we have to walk through the rainforest anyway. It's not exactly.
New Hollow is pretty close.
Yeah, I think we should fly.
Okay. Okay, and I am purposefully going to leave a 6th level slot unassigned to meditate on later, DM.
Okay.
Okay.
Just remember that's going to take an hour to meditate to get that slot. Or whatever spell you're
playing. We're probably going to have to stop and take a pee-pee at some point, so.
Speak for yourself.
I can hold.
I, the flyer, will have to stop and take a pee-pee.
Okay. You could just go in the air.
Yeah.
Robert, I think I could hold it for 5 hours if I had to.
Yeah.
Okay, we need
to... thinking out loud.
We need to move on. We need to move past this. But I do want to make some sort of mention of you will have a kalawaka. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want while we're flying.
A what?
I don't...
The bird pooping
hey,
people.
I'm going to say I don't have a lot of experience shitting myself as a bird, so I'm not good at it, practicing.
Yeah,
well, it's like you know. Have you ever like tried to pee yourself?
Yes.
It's hard. It's hard. There's a mental block. There's a mental block, and you can't.
What? So you don't get a bird brain when you turn into a bird?
Well, mostly bird brain. I still have
Evan walked away. He literally left. Straight up was just like, fuck this, and got out of here. And you know what?
Wait, hold on. Does that mean that I can lay an egg?
Sure. Theoretically. Yeah.
If you can make one in an hour.
Okay, what the fuck?
Let's just go. Let's make an overnight thing.
What's going on with this?
Can we go overnight? Yeah, we should go.
We've done over 100 hours of this podcast, and we still manage to have dumber conversations every week. I think that's really impressive.
That's the sign of a good podcast.
A quick pat on the back for everyone, folks. We've done it. We made Evan walk away from the table. We've been doing this for over 100 hours.
Great. Fly. All
right, we're going to fly. Well, wait a minute. We decided that what we need to do is we need to transform Kangor, because Kangor's too big to have...
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Oh, I'm not... You're going to have a cloaca.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll poop in the air.
Boom. Oh, God.
Ooh. I mean, it is going to be Kangor's brain inside of a bird brain, so.
It actually makes him more intelligent, I think.
Mm.
Okay, that's being mean.
Mechanically, literally.
What's the stat? Now I'm interested. What is the stat?
Hold on,
actually, I think intelligence 8. I think it's the same.
It's not. Is it 8? No way.
I'm looking right now.
Oh no.
It is 8.
Okay. Be the same.
It's exactly the same.
Glad to know. All right, just turn me into an eagle already. Let's go.
Could we get out of the house?
Yeah, we've got to get out of New Hollow first. If we just turn into an eagle, we're going to get shot out of the air. We got to leave New Hollow first.
Let's leave.
Do we need to say goodbye to Gianna?
I wrote it. Gina? I forgot already.
Gina?
It was ours, mom.
No.
Mom's
ours. It is Gina.
Mm-hmm.
I have it written in my notebook because she got mad at us last time.
Yeah. Anyway, we should just let them.
I'm just gonna wave out the window. We're leaving. Goodbye. Oh,
bye. Leaving. You don't want any snacks on your way out?
Well, if you want, yeah. Okay, I go back up to the door. Yeah. Oh, do you? Do you have the?
Yeah, she'll give you a bread basket.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. All right, Gina. We'll see you soon. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Great.
She's really nice.
She is really nice. I like her a lot. Here you go.
We live in city, no problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all wanting to go back down to like the dead area, like near the town that you had come from before? Or are you wanting to try to see if you can take off from the actual airstrip that's nearby?
God, no. Why would I want to fuck with the company or any of those people? Fuck off. We'll go back out the way that we came and just do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you all want to try to do in the city before we leave, or this is your final thing before leaving?
No, I just want to get this done. Unless, go ahead, Tucker.
Magic people. You're in magic town.
Sorry, I do have something. Evan, what are the odds of me being able to buy a bag of holding while we're here?
The odds are probably pretty good. It is a magic city.
Okay, do I do that now or do I do that when we get back?
Wait, we don't have a bag of holding?
No.
I tried to buy one in like the first 10 episodes and we had no money.
We're just carrying all our shit with us?
Yes, we're literally just hauling. You are holding most of our shit right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is that, and also, if people are coming for pieces of the Flayer, I'm a little bit worried about them being able to trace it to me. Mm. So I think having a bag of holding would be helpful to not getting tracked.
Well, let's just go grab it right now.
Okay, yeah, real quick. We're just going to hop over, because I have a general idea of where shops are and stuff. Magic shops.
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of magic shops, some junk item shops you could probably stop at. Just go in the first one you see.
I just want to find the one that I'm going to ask. You know what? I'm going to ask someone in the street.
Sure.
Hey, do you know, where do you think that I get a bag of holding, a haversack, anything like that, magic bag?
Oh, yeah. There's a place called Click Clacks. It's two streets down. They probably have something.
Delightful. Thanks. We're going to head over to Click Clacks.
You'll head on over to Click Clacks. You'll see that it is pretty much kind of like your magical pawn shop. There's stuff everywhere, all with price tags. Couple magic items, couple of magic tomes. There's a bin that says bags of holding on it.
Perfect. Perfect. Great. I'm going to grab a bag of holding. I'm going to put my hand in it to make sure that it's actually a bag of holding. Like a magical bag of holding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my sight on it. It is a magical bag of holding.
It is a magical bag of holding.
Great. Okay. Excuse me. Hi. Sorry. Just need to get this real quick. Need to hop out of here.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
A bag of holding. How much?
Oh, that'll cost you 400 gold.
Oh my God. I love this. Oh, wait a minute.
Should we all get one? That seems cheap.
Hold on. I'm looking for a standard bag of holding.
Yes, that's a standard bag of holding. That's 400 gold.
I don't trust it.
It's a magic city.
Standing in the back of the shop, because I'm just perusing while she runs in to grab the bag of holding. I'm going to do an insight check, because I have overheard this ungodly price. What? Huh? So little.
Everyone and their mom probably has one. It's a magic city.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, but we almost got swindled by the singing sword guy the second we walked into this city, so I don't trust anyone here.
I did get swindled, technically.
I mean, you got your money back.
25 insight.
Yeah, you believe it. You believe that they're a good, upstanding shop.
Wow. Shout out to Click Clack.
And if you don't trust me, please go ahead and take a look at how much bags of holdings are.
Are they really? Okay, fine.
Were we really priced out by 400 in the first 10 episodes?
We honestly didn't have a lot of gold for a long
time. It's like one of the cheapest magic items because they want you to have one.
Right, yeah. Great.
I have a shitload of money.
Fuck it. We'll take two. Take that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Sir and or madam.
This says 2,500. So I don't know where you got that 400 gold from.
Why are you fucking me?
Fair enough. You know what? We will make it 25.
No, it's too late. Oh my God! Oh no! Skylar,
it's coming out of your share of the money.
I will tell you what. We will go ahead. I will make it even. We'll just call it an even thou.
Great.
For the two bags, great.
Done.
No, one bag.
Fine.
No.
But fuck you, Skylar, for real.
I will still buy one for me.
Okay, sure. There you go.
Wait, does that mean we have three now? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, was the other one for me?
No.
I mean, just for among the group. I'm not going to hold it. I don't give a shit.
I would like one for myself.
Great. Yeah, you don't have to pay for it. It's fine. It's out of the...
Okay.
Yeah, you spend 2,000 gold, you get two bags of holding.
Great, 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 great. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I put all the bread in one of them.
Great. I'm putting the Flayer... It all just directly into this fucking thing.
Oh, and there's no air in there, so it's like a vacuum seal, so it'll keep food longer.
Mm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another dimension, so it cannot be scryed upon, baby. That's the important part. Does anyone else want to throw anything in there while we're...
Oh, God. I don't have... I never have anything.
I don't have anything.
I've learned to travel light, so I'm not carrying much.
Fine. I'll carry the bag of holding, and I'll just toss all my shit in there.
You could also go ahead and throw all the shit that you had stolen from Boris's place that you still hadn't gotten rid of.
My shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep, like we'll do that.
Party clothes?
What did we steal from Boris?
No, there was a couple of paintings, some gems.
Oh, that's right. The stuff out of the vault within a vault.
Oh, shit. I forgot. We didn't fence any of that shit. What are we... Since when are we fucking... Man, we're the worst thieves.
We've been carrying paintings around?
Carrying giant paintings around.
Yeah. Yep. You just bound up paintings.
Yeah, I cut one out. I think I cut them out of the frame, right?
Yeah, you did. That's my...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, they're rolled up. I see.
I just fold them. Yep. I just folded them up.
They're all crazy.
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
You didn't roll them up?
No, they're rolled. They're rolled.
they're rolled. Because that's insane to do anything else. They go in back holding also. Oh, shit. We could have had Boris on our tail this whole time. We wouldn't even know. Because he was looking up. Okay, let's get out of here. Let's go back the way we came. Turn Kangor into an eagle. Get the fuck out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That you'll... leave out from where you came. You know the way pretty well by now. And you'll head down to the Badlands area where you will go ahead and transform Kangor into a mighty golden eagle, kind of like that one from Rescuers Down Under.
Hell yeah.
Sure. That specific one?
Yeah, that's in my mind. That's what it looks like.
That's you.
That's a good looking bird.
All right, we off.
You take off into the air.
Actually, as soon as we get out of the city, I do want to talk to you guys. I didn't want to say it while we were in Ozara's house because I don't know who's, you know, I don't know anything about, I don't know. I don't trust any of that. But when we put the pieces of the flare together, I had a vision.
Mm.
Actually, it was my second vision, actually. Yeah. And I don't. It doesn't mean anything to me. Is the problem? The first vision I had. We were in New Hollow. Shit. We were in a city, and the fucking sun was a black hole.
Mm.
And then the second vision I had was that, Epsilon just had like hundreds of people enthralled to him.
Hmm. Were they fish people?
No, they were. Just people.
Oh.
So, I don't know what's going on or what I'm trying to, like, what's being said to me right now, but it's bad. Anyway, so that's that.
Do you think it has to do with, you know, putting the flare back together?
Probably. I think what I'm being told is this, that Epsilon cannot fucking have his hands on it, and that if he has the other piece, like, we need to stop him.
Hmm.
Ka.
Well, but he can't, there's no way that he'd be able to get, as long as him and the rest of the flayer that we have aren't in the same room, we're fine.
Ka.
I think that the flayer is incredibly dangerous, and most of the Great Old One's followers are insane. So... we just got that's why I was thinking about the bag of holding. That was the first thing that it made me think of, because like we can't, like, it's bad. We're in bad shape here. Things are like literally apocalyptic. So
that's okay. We're the only sane people left, and it's safe in our hands, and that's all we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
You fly for about an hour. I'm guessing you cast it on Kangor again before transform again. You can see that the rainforest is now in sight.
Hmm.
It is still quite a bit of a distance. Odd Thrill, with your perception, you can see something. I will give the ability for the rest of the players, if they want, to do a perception check to see if they see the same thing.
I don't.
I have 14.
18.
All right, so Kangor, you also notice this. What you notice is that you can see two airships that are flying roughly around the same height as you, and they're smaller airships. Look like they have what would be maybe like a crew of like five people on it. and you can see that they are chasing after a harpy that has a sack that it's clutching on very tightly as it's trying to escape them.
Ka.
Do you guys see that?
See what?
Ka.
Where?
What? Okay, so if right up there, like keep you level with where we are over there, do you see that harpy flying really erratically? There's two airships chasing a harpy.
Was that?
Ah.
Do they look like company airships?
Now that you can see them, they don't. They actually look like what would be like junker airships. Give me a history check.
Oh. With my -1 into history, that is a 17.
Nice.
Yeah.
You do recognize these, as you have seen some of these have crashed in the rainforest a couple of times. They are pirate vessels that you know that they've been known to just raid people, and also known to go and take slaves to sell them off into black markets and so forth. With your...
Good for the harpy.
Perception, yeah, perception for that. You would think that right now they are chasing after the harpy to possibly sell off into the black market for either as a thing or as harvested pieces.
Oh, bad for the harpy. I thought the harpy had stolen something from them.
They could have. I don't know.
I mean, that's not our problem, really, right?
Ka, ka, ka.
Yes, Kangor.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel great about just, like, letting these, you know, like, slavers, but, you know, harpies are, like, evil creatures, aren't they?
Ah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's, honestly, we don't have time for this.
No, I don't want to get involved in any of that. I don't want to get into a fight.
Was that girl band harpies?
No.
No.
Okay.
Sirens.
Oh.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
Shut up, Kangor. Just keep flying.
Gah. Gah, gah.
You can't hear shit up here anyway.
Okay, so y'all just go ahead and continue forgetting all about that?
Yeah.
Kangor wants to with his eagle. He has an eagle frown.
Oh, but... yeah. No, we know what you want. We're ignoring you.
But he keeps going.
Well, Kangor, you are the flyer, oh, so...
Could take control. Are they heading towards where we're heading towards, or is it the opposite direction?
It actually looks like they are heading towards the rainforest, kind of the way that they are pointed at.
Kaka.
Kangor, I really suggest you leave it alone.
Kaka, 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 kaka.
Roll a fucking wisdom save.
Oh, as an eagle, so your wisdom is
really higher.
No, my mind is my own, right? No?
No, not when you're in this form. Mm-mm.
Well, hot damn.
I don't think. I don't know.
No, it isn't. You get all of their stats.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's only druids that don't.
Oh, this is druids.
Yeah.
Plus 2 to wisdom.
Nice, 21.
It's a smart-ass bird.
Fuck. Well, you can do what you want, I guess.
Okay, I'm heading towards the direction I'm supposed to go. I'm just leaning a little bit closer to the harpy and the blimps.
Okay, you get in closer, and because you're a bird, you can't understand the harpy's cawing.
Oh,
From avian, and you can hear it yelling out, "Get away from me! Get away from me! I've got important things to do. Go away."
Can I reply in bird?
Sure.
I'll say, do you want help?
Please, please, please help me.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, please go away for a second. I'm just going to fly within Eldritch Blast range of the blimps and jostle people up above.
Kangor, what are you doing? Kangor, why are we...
Ka-ka!
You want to poke him with the shish kebab?
Yes.
All right, just give it back to me.
Kaka! Kaka, kaka!
Are you poking Kangor with the shish kebab?
I'm not. I handed it to one of you.
I didn't. I'm not.
You want one of us to stab him with a shish kebab?
I asked. I said, do you want to poke him with a shish kebab? He said yes.
I thought that meant you were going to do it, Crackle.
No, I don't care what we do.
I don't think that any of us want to stab Kangor. Kangor,
all right, why are we?
Hey, Kangor, buddy, we're not flying. We're not doing this.
Kaga.
Why not? Because we don't have time for that. You're only going to be in a bird form for so long.
Kaga, kaga.
I know you want to, but that we have to go.
Kaga. You don't know what he's saying. Don't act like you know what he's saying.
I'm using context clues.
He's a bird.
Context I point clues. My beak like caca.
Yeah, let's go.
As you all are yelling about this, you can hear a loud bang. And from one of the small cannons they have on those ships, you can see a net go swirling out and grab the harpy. And it entangles it up. So now it's just hanging off of a rope down from one of them. And as all the pirates cheer, as now they're pulling up the harpy with them.
Caca.
How close are we? How close are we to all this now?
I think 100 feet. That's how far your Eldritch Blast is, right?
120.
120 feet.
Yes. I'm around there. What is the rope? Is it just rope? That's around?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go in and just snap the rope with my beak and then fly away.
All right. Yeah. Give me an attack roll.
Simple, simple.
They're going to shoot you and burst you out of bird form, and then everyone's going to fall, and I'm not going to save you. I want that on record. I'm yelling that out loud to the eagle.
Do I have an attack modifier?
Yeah, it's plus 5.
Hey, 20.
All right, yeah. You're able to snip the rope as you do that, and you have grabbed onto the rope in your mouth as you fly off with the harpy still entangled in this net.
Nice, yeah. Let's fly away with the harpy.
All right. As you start flying away, you can hear all the pirates yelling out angrily and yelling about giving chase as they fluff their sails because they don't have like the other ones do. They just have magical sails, kind of like a sailing ship for these kind of beatdown ones as they're trying to catch the winds to catch you. And we'll give chase now. So Kangor, go ahead and give me a dexterity check.
Wow. Nice. Ooh. What's the mod on the bird?
Plus 3.
Hey, 20 again.
Okay. Now let's see what the pirates get. All right. One ship there, the one that you actually had snipped the rope from, as you went by, you caused their sails to actually blow out and become unfurled. So they are way behind. They can't. The other one are able to actually catch up, and they start firing cannonballs at you.
God damn it, Kangor.
Can't even talk. I have a harpy in my mouth. Yeah, I'm just dodging, weaving, flying away.
I'm gonna try to undo the net. I'm gonna just cut the net open.
All right, you're gonna climb down there and cut the net open?
Can you mage hand it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna give a dagger to my mage hand. Just saw through the net.
Okay, give me a charisma check.
Ooh, I can do, baby. 23.
Okay, yes. With your spellcasting ability, you're able to do that, and you're able to slice open the net, freeing the harpy, where the harpy will say thank you and point down a direction into the forest and go and says, follow me.
Ooh, caca.
In common or in avian?
In avian.
Yeah, I'll fall.
Okay, give me one more dexterity saving check.
Dexterity saving check?
Worse, 11.
No, boy.
Is that plus the 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this means everyone on top of you needs to make a dexterity saving
throw.
And I'll roll for Bones.
Bones is in my backpack, so.
Yeah, he's not just free sitting on the eagle. That's ridiculous. He's a cat. He doesn't have that kind of...
He's in the, you know, like the cat backpacks with like little windows and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's currently curled up in that.
18.
21.
I got 12.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you're not close enough to the actual forest yet, but as you are following the harpy dives down towards that river that's underneath you all, and she looks like she's diving down to a specific spot. And as she dives down, she gets as close as she can, and she skiffs off the water, just barely grasping it, just kind of like nudging the water. Mm. Gangor, you in your eagle form also do that, but you have a heavier hit to there, and you can feel something suck on your leg as you go pulling back up. As the pirate ship that comes in after you also dives down and catch you, you can see that a massive gelatinous ooze comes out of this muck. Kind of actually more like a black pudding. And it whips around and it smacks Craggle.
Great.
Craggle, you start falling off of the eagle unless somebody wants to try to grab you.
I will reach out to grab him.
Okay. Give me a strength.
With my sticky whip?
Ooh. Oh. I will give you advantage. You make me an attack roll with the sticky whip. With advantage.
Okay. Okay.
Haven't used that in a while.
Have not used that in a while. Mm. Okay. First one was 16. 16, yeah.
Okay. Craggle, what's your AC?
15.
All right, yeah.
What the fuck?
As Craggle falls off, falling into this black pudding, you're able to use your sticky whip to whip, and it whips around him, and he goes up into the air as he's being dragged behind the Kangor Eagle. As the ship that comes down trying to catch you actually gets caught by the black pudding, and you can see it start to sink down into the river mud. The other ship that sails that got unfurled that was starting to give chase has now noticed this and has decidedly backed off.
Mm-hmm. Victory.
What was that, Kangor?
That's what I thought. Black pudding is a sausage, Evan.
Did you look up black pudding as a D&D term?
Oh, no. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Is it a sausage?
We're just here to prove you wrong today.
Anyways. I know. I was just checking because I was like, I don't think that's what that is.
I typed in black pudding. The first thing it gives me is black pudding 5e.
Nerd.
Yeah, it's a large ooze.
Okay, that's fine. Never mind.
All right. We're at the forest now, right?
Not yet, no. But the harpy will say thank you to all of you. It doesn't speak common. It only speaks avian, so you can understand it, Kangol.
Ah.
It says thank you, talking about how it's can continue on toward its quest so it can get paid to feed its young. And they'll offer you. They're like, here, I'll give you my invitation, and she'll hand over her invitation to one of you.
What's this for?
Oh, there's a gathering of a coven of hags or witches, to be said. There's a wedding, and there's a bunch of people that are going to be there. There should be the Grand Seer, One-Eyed Molly, Pumpkaboo, a bunch of high-name witches that are meeting in Ryehill. Mm.
Well, we got a quest to go on, so we might not be able to make it, but we'll take the invitation.
It's all yours. It's just payment that I could do for saving me. Thank you so much.
Kaka, thank you.
You want a loaf of bread?
She'll just look at you questioningly and then back at Kangor.
Mm. I have a loaf of bread in my hand. Oh. I'm offering a loaf of bread.
I didn't know that. I thought you just said it. She'll take the loaf of bread. Yeah, she'll take it and say thank and cough.
Well, I'll hand the invitation to someone up top.
Oh, she handed it to someone.
Yeah, I'll take it. Is it in common?
Yes, the invitation is in common.
It's written in avian. It's just bird scratches on a piece of paper.
It's literal chicken scratch. Yeah.
it might be under common or something. You never know. Okay. Okay. And so what I'm reading is that it's a fucking invitation for a wedding for witches.
Yes, there it's a wedding within the coven, and that most of the major witches will be there in attendance, such as, like I said, Grand Seer.
I like how they've listed off the people who will be in attendance, the really cool people that'll be
celebrity.
In attendance. Angelina Jolie will be at my wedding.
Oh,
yeah.
You know it's good.
Yeah.
It is a celebrity wedding for witches.
Oh, that's the worst possible place we could do that.
Sounds great to me.
No, awful.
A witch wedding? No.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, we're going to try to take out one of the most famous witches at a wedding full of other witches. Also, Kangor, I'm going to fucking kill you. Could you follow directions once? For once? For once? How much longer do we have until we get to the forest?
I don't know. I'll say that you go ahead and use up all your spots to get to the forest now. You're at the edge.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Time skip. Okay.
Great. Love it. Love it. Love to see it.
Okay. I thought what I did was a boon.
Don't fucking start with me.
It was on the way. That's what I was saying. It's on the way. Anyways, it worked out. It usually works out.
Okay, you find yourselves on the outskirts of the rainforest.
Ooh.
Smells wet.
Okay. It's a little wet. Okay. You two, fellas, since you don't know anything about this place, everything is extremely dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch anything. Don't eat anything. If you hear something coming, it is not your friend.
Why would it be my friend?
I'm talking to Kangor, Crackle. You know what the fuck I'm saying.
Are you sure? A lot of things can be my friend.
Kangor, who has lived here before? You or me?
You.
So I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Thank you.
That harpy was cool.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Odd Thrill, if you grew up in a rainforest, why are you scared of water?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I went swimming.
Sorry. Do you think the rainforest... Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Also, do you consider rain and the open ocean the same thing?
Sorry. You think Othril's afraid of...
Y'all rain? Told me she was scared of water.
Yeah.
Also, I have demonstrated since that point that I am working very hard to get over that fear, since y'all fuckers always need to go on some sort of ocean trip or river trip or something of the like. Okay?
I never chose
ocean. Also, it's rained before. It's rained before. How could you be so stupid?
Yeah.
That's the question.
It's pretty stupid. It was a pretty stupid question, Craggle. There are stupid questions here, and that was one of them.
All right, fine. I'm going to talk to something in that forest just because you all yelled at me.
And you'll fucking die.
You'll get so eaten. And then Craggle...
And I mean, what else do we do? That's what happens everywhere we go. To me, anyways, I get eaten by something. So, what do I care?
Craggle, buddy system. Just be next to me.
No, for real, though. Listen, Craggle, if you get eaten by something here, that is the last time you will get eaten.
I don't know. He's been eaten by a few things before, and we've gotten him out.
I'm carrying a lit Fraggle rock while we're in the forest.
That's probably not a bad idea, actually.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I do want to warn you guys also, there are a lot of undead. Well, not a lot. There are undead. There are undead.
Why are there undead here?
We have an undead with us.
He's not undead. He's a mimic.
Oh, that's totally right. You're right. I forgot about that.
There's a... Wow, there's some... Kangor. Difficult to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept that there are. And when we get to the village, maybe we'll be able to explain it to you better.
All right. Yeah, I'll get out my radiant half of my great axe, and I'll wave it in front of us. And
don't just do that willy nilly, but do have it ready.
Okay.
Great.
Are we ready to go ahead and venture into this rainforest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with that we will.
Yes. Go crash a wedding.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Evan, did you make that noise with your mouth?
Yeah, Evan's really good. Wow, Evan, wow, incredible.
Kangaroo, you were supposed to shit when you were flying.
Thank you. That was the joke that I was gonna make.
That wasn't me.
Alright, Othril, you remember the way, I assume. I don't, so go ahead and charge.
Well, we're not charging, but yes, I will lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a survival.
All of us? Hoopst.
Well, whoever's leading the group.
21.
They told me I'm not in charge.
All right, yes, you start making your way through the rainforest. It's starting off actually pretty dry from what you remember, but as you get further in, about 3 or 4 hours, it starts getting a lot more damp, a lot more wet. You can hear the sounds of creatures chittering around you. You can also hear the sounds of other creatures eating those curious ones. And probably about after a few hours, it's now starting to become nightfall. You haven't gotten anywhere close to Ancient Rain's clan yet.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we're going to have to camp out tonight, which we knew. So let's do that. We definitely need to set a watch. Mm. Oh, well, I guess I'm the watch.
I was going
to
say, it's you every time. It's always
you. Just kidding. I'm the watch.
Do you want help with your watch?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We got a lot of traveling to do tomorrow, so.
I'll leave Bones here with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Bones can help.
Okay. Bones can help. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Turn into a giant eyeball, Bones.
Yeah, go ahead and give me animal handling for that.
Oh. Ooh, 8.
So Bones just now looks like a cat with one big eyeball, like a Cyclops bone cat with one big eyeball.
Good enough. Good enough.
Cat's
very cute.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll do.
All right, good night.
Okay. You all go to sleep. Craggle.
Fucker, what?
I would like you to give me an intelligence check.
Why? I'm sleeping.
I know, that's why. Fuck. Actually, you're sleeping. That should be a disadvantage, too.
Why the fuck? Why me? Why the fuck? Me. A save or a check?
A check, not a save. Don't worry.
Okay, it's a 10.
Okay, you don't notice it. Top card. Perception.
Do I get advantage with Bones helping?
Yes.
Dirty 20.
Okay, so there's two things that you notice. The first thing you notice is that there seems to be skittering around Craggle's bag. And then it goes darting off into the forest. The other thing that you notice is that Bones is clawing at your money bag.
Bones, what are you... Bones, what are you doing? Ow, what are you doing? I'm gonna open the money bag? Is there something in there?
Okay, you're gonna open the money bag, and you're gonna see Bones crawl, like, put its hand in there. It's gonna crawl in, and you can see it start eating some of the coins.
Oh, shit, Bones, get out of there! Hey, get out of there! Get out of there! Get out of there! I close the...
Give me another perception check.
15?
Yeah, you do notice. You notice that some of the coins are crawling away.
Crawling away?
Mm-hmm. And some of the coins start turning into rocks.
It's been on the ground for too long.
No, that was the money we took from the ship. It's mimics. All right, Bones, yeah, get back in there. Go.
So you can see Bones just happily chowing away at roughly 900 coins.
Is the money that you gave the woman for the bag of holding mimics?
Yikes.
Can we get a cut to?
Yeah, smash cut.
Smash cut to that area. There is a woman running out of clickbacks right now as money has now started overflowing in there. As you can hear someone saying, counterfeiting, counterfeiting!
Too late now.
Yikes. You should really check that if you're a store owner.
Sorry.
It's your own fault you don't check for mimics.
Really good mimics.
It's your own fault you didn't check the money for mimics.
Well, let's be honest. I don't think anybody ever really thinks that money is going to be.
No, why the fuck would they think that?
God, it's a magic city, man. Terrible. You got to be careful.
Terrible. All right, noted. Oh, well, that'll be hilarious for Craggle when he wakes up.
Okay, fuck me.
I mean, we had most of it. You had just a little bit of it. Oh, great. Another thing to unleash in this fucking forest is just more mimics. God knows what they're going to be coming here. Oh,
bunch
God.
Of tiny mimics, too.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, I didn't have any mimic money on me, actually.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so it took something else got taken.
Oh, well, rip to you. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna let Bubs just hunt those coins.
Yeah, it does that. Like in that cueful, playful way, you see cats play with bugs sometimes.
Is he gonna get bigger because he's eating a lot of food? He absorbing more mimic. He absorb more mimic and get bigger mimic. Oh,
we just gotta feed him mimics and he'll become a big mimic.
Bones is about 10% bigger than last time.
Oh shit! All right.
So it's no longer like the size of a kitten. It's like a larger kitten.
Mm, okay. Mm. Cool.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, give me one more perception for the night. See if anything big comes your way.
Ooh, 22. Man, this dice is rolling really well for me tonight. I am going to take the flare out of the bag of holding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna hold it. And I am going to pray. I'm gonna say, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I don't know what you're trying to tell me. And I, in fact, I'm not even sure that it's you, but I need more help. Concentrate really hard on the flare and hope that I get anything
out of
it.
Give me religion check.
21.
Okay. You can hear the sound of otherworldly screeching and whispers, things that would drive other people quite mad. But in your mind, you can hear the phrase,
"Must complete what I have been made for."
Disturbing. Great. I put the flare back in the bag. Then I just sit in the rain.
Okay. You want to wait till the sun's fully up, or do you want to wait till it's cresting?
No,
before waking everybody up.
Just whatever their 8 hours is. I'm not fucking around with it.
Okay. I'll say right about the seven hour mark. Everybody just wakes up. You're just startled awake.
Hmm.
There's no explanation why. There's just like a foreboding feeling that you have inside that your body naturally just shakes awake and wakes up for. Something feels unnatural. Something feels dangerous. Something feels somewhat familiar.
What? What are you doing?
What happened?
Hmm? What?
What's going on?
No, I just thought there was something dangerous around.
Weird.
Okay. Well, yes. Quickly pack up. We should go.
Okay. Let's go.
Are you okay? Is everyone okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Feels weird. Something's weird.
I agree.
I'm gonna do a perception check.
Okay.
Can I do a vibe check on the forest?
Vibe check on the forest.
Not a vibe.
I think that would be an insight. Yeah.
Oh, insight, not perception.
Well, are you wanting to perceive it, or are you wanting to try to get a feeling of it?
A nature check.
Because you said a vibe, and a vibe is a.
No, it was a joke.
Oh. Because I'd be like, I'll give you the vibe of the forest if you want.
No, we're all feeling a little weird, and so I'm just checking the area.
Do we hear anything?
Yes, I got a 25.
Yes, you can hear the sounds of movement in the canopy above.
Okay, guys,
And with a 25, right?
So yes. Then
I think at one point you can also hear the sound of a scrape against a branch or a tree trunk. You can hear the sound of metal against wood.
Okay. Would I know what that is? Is that a familiar? Exactly. Is that a familiar noise in the forest?
No.
Okay.
Because it's definitely a humanoid-made object compared to a natural metal. So you can hear the sound of a metal ring grinding up against something that would be like a tree.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That is something that you would recognize.
I mean, I assume that's us, right? That's gotta be one of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not one of us. I mean, one of us.
One of us.
Yes.
Well, what that means is either we're being followed or we're being watched.
Yeah, odds are good.
Or I mean, both. Or neither.
So, lie low, keep your guard up, and let's go.
Okay.
Do I notice anything missing on my shit when I'm packing my bag back up?
Yes.
What is missing from my ship?
You're missing a dagger.
Did one of you guys borrow a dagger last night?
Nope.
A dagger?
Nope. I am missing a
dagger. I will say this. All of the money that we took from the ship were mimics, and Bones ate a lot of them, but some of them escaped.
You fed Bones a bunch of our money?
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will also say this, that they may have gotten into your bag, Greggle.
The money mimics?
Yeah. I mean, I heard like a chittering, and then like shit was going everywhere, and these little fucking coins with feet were all over the place. So.
You just let them have at it?
Are you sure? Did you fall asleep and have like a weird dream?
Or you guys, you know for a fact that we took a lot of stuff from that ship and all of it was mimics. So why is the coin mimic story not that believable?
Regardless, they were all over me and you didn't bother to come check anything.
No, they were all over you.
Raggle was covered in money spiders.
No, they just, you know, I heard a lot of movement out of, like, both out of the money bag, and then your bag started moving, but I was looking through the money because Bones started eating our money, and then I realized there were mimics in. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Bones, are you okay?
Look at him, he's bigger.
He's a fat boy.
Ooh.
Fat bone boy.
Fat boy. Mm-hmm.
Bones are going to get fat.
Ooh, you got your chunk, you big boned.
It's pretty funny.
Well, if we find out, I need another dagger that I don't have.
I have three, Craggle. Do you want mine?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Here.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Onward.
All right, onward through to the forest.
Oh, are we going to make it today, DM, do you think? Like, do we know, like, the distance, are we going to make it to the clan today or tomorrow?
Depends. If you go at an extremely fast pace, yes.
No, God no.
Is that possible in a rainforest?
If you go at a regular pace, probably 2 days.
That's fine.
Regular pace, ho!
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. Yeah. There are a lot of things in this forest. So, since we're now deeper in, who's leading?
I am.
Who's doing it?
I am.
Okay. I thought I heard Robert say
it. I said not it.
Oh. go ahead and give me your survival for that one.
23.
Okay. So you are able to keep on the path. Everybody else, give me survival checks to see if anything happens to you along the way.
Oh my god.
Eleven. 19.
5.
You really don't remember the path, do you?
I don't. I really don't.
As you are continuing down this path, top card, you can see an image that draws you partially off the path, as you can see what you think looks like a body.
Hey, do you guys see that? Hey. Look. Hold on. Hold on. Let me go see.
You want to inspect it?
Yeah. Is it magic, firstly?
It is not magic.
It's like a humanoid?
Mm-hmm. It looks like a humanoid that's almost in a praying position. It's on its knees, butt in the air.
All right, that's a zombie. That's a zombie. I'm gonna head back. Hey guys, What? Sorry.
As you go to
Othril, you see this?
As you turn around and say that, the body will start to lift up. head first, but the butt and the feet also lift up and off in the air.
I smack it with my radiant axe.
You're off. You're still on the path, buddy.
Yeah, I went.
As you can see that it has a giant tendril on it, and the body will split open into several parts, making it look like a man-eating corpse flower.
Oh.
Well, that's great. I'm a gnome, not a man.
Mm-hmm. I'm an art.
We're tabaxi, so... We'll just...
Kangor, you're half man.
Oh, no, I am half.
And it will drop down on top card. Give me a dex save with disadvantage.
Watch out.
13.
Okay. The flower comes down and snatches up top.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What do we do? What do we do? Somebody tell me what to do.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.